The Office of Elections wants your attention as Hawaii is holding its first election by mail next month. Hawaii residents have already begun receiving ballots in the mail. We talked to Elections Officer Scott Nago about the changes to expect this time around.
We're getting a lot of calls from seniors actually requesting a ballot because of this pandemic we're in. We have to assure them that they don't have to request a ballot. I mean, Hawaii votes by mail this year. They're going to automatically receive their ballot in the mail. The other thing is this is not simply because of the pandemic. This is just how we're going to vote from here on out.
This was something that was decided like a year ago, right?
Yeah. It was just fortunate timing on our that we had this actually pass the legislature before this whole pandemic hit.
What is it that you want to get out as you folks roll out this campaign?
We basically want people to know that their ballot is actually coming to them, not something they have to request anymore. Make sure that when they receive their ballot, make sure that they vote it, sign the envelope, and then return it 5 days prior to election day, because the law says it has to be received, not postmarked. We're recommending that they mail it 5 days prior to election day so that it's received in time to be counted. Because anything received after the 7 p.m. deadline will not be counted.
What about the signature aspect of this?
Because it's a vote by mail, there are no polling places. There's no way to verify somebody's ID the old-fashioned way where they come in, show an ID, and we verify it. Now we're going to verify each signature. So it's important that you sign the envelope, voters sign the envelope so that when their ballot is returned, we can verify the signature on the envelope prior to counting. So if the signature matches, we'll count the ballot. If it doesn't match, we'll notify the voter and they have 5 days after the election to actually come in and correct that situation. So we're just trying to hit as many people as possible to let them know that we actually do vote by mail this year. Make sure you do sign your ballot. If you're familiar with the whole absentee mail process from last year, there should really be no change to you. It's the people that actually go to the polls. We don't want them going to a polling place this year because a lot of people are so repetitious that they would just automatically go to the same place they've been voting at for years, and we don't want them going to a place that's actually not open. So we just want to let people know that we vote by mail this year. Your ballot will come to you starting July 21st.
And will there be anything down at City Hall?
So starting July 27th, running all the way till 7 p.m. on Election Day, there will be voter service centers on Honolulu Hale and Kapolei Hale where voters can actually go in at and register if they miss the registration deadline, register and vote, as well as accessible voting. If they need a replacement ballot, they can pick up a replacement ballot.
And how will it work for the neighbor islands?
Same thing. They'll have voter service centers throughout their island. I know the County of Hawaii will have one at the West Hawaii Civic Center, as well as the Aupuni Center, which is across the street from the county building. The County of Kauai will have one in the administration's conference room. And then Maui will have one at the Velma McWane Center, as well as on Lanai at the police station and at the Mitchell Pa'oli Center on Molokai.
So if people still want to go somewhere,
yes, they can still choose to vote in person at one of these locations. We're recommending that you mail your ballot in 5 days prior to the election day because of the USPS transit time. But if you're going to hold on to your ballot and you're one of those people that like to wait to the very end to vote, we don't recommend you drop it in the mail. There'll be places of deposit located around each county or on each island where you can just drop it off. And election officials will collect it by 7 p.m. on election day. So you kind of bypass the mail service. It'll go directly to an election official.
But it's not like you can just go down to Honolulu Hale and pick up a ballot there.
I believe you would have to call them up, and it's one of the places, instead of them mailing you a replacement, you can go pick it up.
It's a whole new ball game. I mean, you probably won't need all the volunteers that you normally ask for to staff all the polls.
No, but it's a different... The focus is different because now we're going to need more people to process the ballots to count, because mail is a whole different process where you'd have to open up all the envelopes and process them and count them. And we're going to have to do that centrally now rather than at each polling place.
Then you would just feed them right into the machine.
Correct. It's a different process. I mean, it's not the same thing, but it's just different.
Now, we did have the registration deadline. Any sense as to whether we're up, down, about the same?
We are actually up registration-wise from the last election.
Oh,
last
yay.
General election, normally we do either see a slight increase or a slight decline between generals and primaries, but this year we are up, I believe, 5%.
Oh, well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, and if you did miss the deadline, like I said, you can always register in person and vote in person at a voter service center starting July 27th.
And I know the deadline for registration was also the day when they had resumed some of the swearing in of our new citizens. So they got their ballots, and hopefully they registered in time for that deadline.
I think it's important that voters remember to sign their ballot. Sign the return envelope prior to returning it. Without a signature, or if your signature doesn't match, your ballot will not be counted. You will be notified, but you will have 5 days to go in and correct that. But why take that chance and just sign your ballot on the front end, mail it in, and not have to worry about it?
And so when can we start seeing those ballots in our mailboxes?
July 21st is when they should be hitting home.
And you need them in the mail by?
They need to be received by August 8th, 7 p.m., not postmarked. So we're recommending you mail it 5 days prior to allow for that transit time with the United States Postal Service.
Or if you want to wait to the last minute,
off at a place of deposit. And a list of those places of deposit can be found at our website at elections.hawaii.gov. We do have enough volunteers, and we do have a bigger space this year for social distancing.
Is it down to the Capitol?
No, we'll be at the convention center.
And how many volunteers do you normally get?
Normally, in a polling place model, we'll get 4,000 election day officials statewide. We're down to maybe 200 to 300 statewide.
So that's all you need?
Yes.
And how does that work as far as even like a poll observers? Is there equal number?
Yes, so we did send a letter off to the parties to allow them to submit names, and we took all the names that they submitted. Various shifts, as long as they filled the shift, we accommodated them. I want to encourage voters to check their registration to make sure it's up to date. So they can do that at our website at elections.hawaii.gov with a driver's license or a state ID. Ballots are not forwardable through the USPS, so it's important that you have the most current mailing address on file.
That was State Elections Officer Scott Nago talking about what you need to know for the mail-in voting for the upcoming primary. For links to find out more about the election process, head to our website, hawaiipublicradio.org.